All right, what is up, people of the marketing world? So we are back. This will be the last episode of 2024. Can you believe it? I can't believe we made it through. Honestly, 2024 felt like a blink. Like I blinked and then it was like over. It's wild. I don't know how your guys' year went, but mine flew by. And you know why it flew by? Is because whenever you're a business owner, there's just so many great things happening. Also a lot of hard things. But anyways, as you probably saw in the title of this video, today I'm going to explain to you why it's the best time to start a business. Like, there's no reason for you not to be starting a business. Unless you are just like a multi-billionaire. And in that case, you're probably not even watching this video at all. So, cheers. This is just water. I've already had so much caffeine today. Number one, have a lot of caffeine. No, I'm just kidding. No. Okay, so I'm just going to give you five quick reasons why you should start a business and why you need marketing for those businesses. Because here's the thing, is you're good at something, probably really good at something. Most people are. Most people, you know, like, it, just think for a second, something that you are insanely good at that comes easy to you and doesn't come easy to other people. That's what you should start a business around. Because here's the thing is that there's often a lot of people who are really good at things and they don't realize it, or they don't realize that, like, it doesn't come easy to everybody, right? Like, you watch someone ripping on a guitar or playing keys and it sounds beautiful and you're like, wow, it looks so hard, it looks so difficult. But in all reality, to them, it's just easy because they're naturally gifted at it, or they've worked at it for a lot of years, you know, really just messing around, playing around. But so number one is find out what you're good at, naturally good at. Like, what comes easy to you, and like what passes the time, you know, speaking of the time passing this year like crazy, like what can you do for like 30, 40 minutes that felt like 2 or 3 minutes? And you're just so locked into it, and you know, you're just enjoying the moment, the present moment. That's something you should build a business around, because you won't feel like it's a business all the time. You know, I mean, there's going to be times when it feels rough and feels hard, you know, growing the business, but like, you need to start a business around that. Number two, it is so cheap to start a business. Like, you don't even really need money. I mean, with the things you already have, like your phone, your laptop, just you know what I mean? Like, you can start offering services yesterday. You can start offering coaching on something you're already good at to coach other people. You can literally go up to a neighbor's house and knock on their door and be like, hey, can I help you with this? And here's my fee. Like, it's so easy to start. You don't need a brick and mortar. You don't need a big building. You don't need this or that to get started. You just need to start and just start putting yourself out there. So number two is, it's never been cheaper. And that's great, because no one has money to drop right now. You know what I mean? We just got done with Christmas. I just spent it all on Christmas gifts for everybody. So, you know, if I were to start a business, I'd be like, with what money? Anyways, number three, the barrier to entry is so low. Like, and that sounds bad, but it's true. Like, the barrier of entry of providing really good quality service or a product to someone is so low, because we live in this world now where it's like, people want stuff immediately. And don't get me wrong, I'm like that. Like, when I order something from Amazon or wherever, you know, I'm like, man, why isn't it shipped yet? You know, why didn't it ship 20 minutes after I ordered it? You know, we live in this world where, like, we're so constantly obsessed with getting the thing quickly and cheaply that we've lost the art of how good quality things are. And that means service or product. And so it's actually pretty easy to create an awesome product for someone or service, or provide an awesome service and be able to charge a little bit more, because you just make everything else look poor, because everyone's just trying to get that quick thing, trying to do the thing really quickly and cheaply and figure it out, while you can pull back and be like, no, this is quality and it takes time. And, you know, I can charge a little bit more, but it's just better. Like, you know, so it, like the barrier to entry to doing good work is actually pretty low at the moment, which is sad. It should be higher, but that's good for you starting out. Number four, marketing has never been easier, to be honest, which sounds crazy because it feels like sometimes marketing is really, really hard, especially us at the agency, because we're just engulfed in it. Like we're just trying this, trying that. What's working now? What's working, you know, yesterday is not working today now. Oh gosh, I gotta figure that out. But in all reality, when you're just starting out, you just need to post content. And if you guys need help with that, we're here, growingmediamarketing.com. Send us a message. We can help you with any budget. Like doesn't matter if you have the lowest budget ever, like just hit us up and we will let you know how we can help. And if you can't afford like our content producing services, we can help coach you like at a low fee where we can check in every month or something like that. Or I don't know, we can figure it out together. But when it comes to marketing, it's just really, you just got to start putting yourself out there on social media, on the internet, like so people can find you and work with you and buy your things, because that's what businesses are for, right? Like you provide something that someone needs or wants and you give it to them for a price and they say thank you, you say thank you, and it is all great. And then you can use that money to grow your business or give it away or take your family to Disney World, whatever. I don't know, whatever you want to do. But yeah, marketing is just, especially when you're starting out, it's never been easier because you just need to post content. You don't have to worry about, is it targeting the right people or whatever? No, you just need to get yourself out there. Get yourself, like, just get people talking about you, you know? Being like, if, you know, if you're like providing design services or something, you want to go talk to people. And then whenever people are talking to other people and they're like, oh, I know a good designer, boom, there you go. Because you put yourself out there. So really marketing is not like a super difficult thing. Now it gets a little bit more complex down the road when you want to scale and grow into this huge company, but don't worry about that right now. Like that doesn't matter in this moment. This moment is just getting yourself out there and it's pretty easy. You just start, you just put it out there. And then you're just going, you know? And then once you kind of get to that point to where you're maxed out, then you can kind of make some decisions on, okay, let's go hire Growing Media Marketing to help us out with our marketing and take care of all that. So then I can continue worrying about growing the business and, you know, hiring new employees and finding new clients, right? Well, we handle the marketing. So, you know, it could work. Okay, and then last but not least, number five, and I think I've said this before in this podcast, but the world needs you. It needs you and what you do. So a lot of people are hiding and they're scared. I get it. I mean, like I was about to say I don't get it, but I totally get it because there are several things that I have put off doing because I was scared of doing, because I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think it was too risky or whatever, like this or that. Like it doesn't matter what your fear is that you're going into, but just like you need to quit asking how good you are and start asking, what does the world need from me? Because the world needs something from you. The world needs you to make a difference. It needs you to grow and to expand. And guess what? That's super uncomfortable. And that's just a part of life. Like growing and expanding and doing new things is just a part of life. You're going to be uncomfortable. And at times it's really, really going to suck. Like I've gone through some sucky things this past year, but guess what? I have grown so much. Look, you know, just reflecting back on the year, is just crazy. And it's like, whenever you're in the middle of the sucky things, right? You don't even realize how sucky they are until you get out of it. And you're like, wow, that actually was pretty bad. But man, look where I am now. You know what I mean? And so if you're like in a weird spot where you're like, I feel like I should do this, but I'm scared to do this. And I don't think I'm the type of person to do this. Just dive in. Like you just have to go through. The obstacle is the way. Like it's an obstacle in front of you. You have to go through it. You literally have to step into the mud and get a little dirty and mess some things up, make your white shoes look ugly for a second. Do you catch what I'm saying? Before you can figure out how to clean them back up and move on. Yeah. So again, quit asking how good you are and start asking what the world needs of you. Because the world needs you to start a little business. It doesn't have to be like, you don't have to start this huge grand business that is going to change the world. No, you just need to change some people's lives around you and the people that you can serve. Because there are people, there are particular people in this world that you can serve more than other people. And they're looking for you, but you're not putting yourself out there or making products available that can help those people because you're asking yourself how good you are. And you're like, I'm not good enough, but you are. So that's it for today. Super, super quick podcast. This is coming out right before the new year. And so if you guys are watching, happy new year. I hope you guys had an amazing Christmas and start your business. Like take it serious. Start it. And if you need marketing help, we're here. We're here to help. As always, we love you guys. And like, we just genuinely want to help you guys grow a business. That's literally the whole point of Growing Media existing, is so that we can grow your business with you, alongside of you. So yeah, if you guys haven't, please like and subscribe and follow us on all the social media and everything. We're going to keep continuing. We're going to continue putting out content like this throughout the year. We post a new podcast every single Monday, so check it out. And we'll see you next time. I'll see you in the new year. Next year. Anyways, it's a dumb joke. Anyways, see you guys. Love you. Bye.